Okay, get ready. Here comes Outside the Box. Today's topic is Zionism. Most of those who are condemning the Israeli government's massive attack and murder of tens of thousands of Palestinians after the October 7, 2023 Hamas killing of about 1,200 Israelis also blame Zionism for Israel's decades-long oppression of Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank. And for good reason, I believe. But Zionism may be more nuanced than it first appears. What's Zionism? Initially, Zionism was a movement by Jews, primarily in Europe, to establish a Jewish-run political state in the geographic area called Palestine, about where Israel is now. It's the same ancient homeland where Judaism as a religion was first established. Zionism continues to advocate for a Jewish-run government and country of Israel. Because of the discrimination and persecution against Jews for over 2,000 years, many Jews came to the conclusion that they could only be safe and secure, respected and treated as equals, on land that they occupied and controlled. So when Great Britain offered land called the Balfour Declaration in 1917 to establish a political state, many Jews jumped at the opportunity. But there were a few problems. One issue was governments should not be run based on religious affiliation. And a bigger problem was that the Brits had no right to offer land to Jews that was occupied by Palestinians. Palestinians considered it their homeland, too. But Jews, reeling from the horrors of the Holocaust in Europe and desperate for a place of security, were not willing to share the land or reject the illegitimate offer from the British. After clashes with Palestinians, Jews declared Israel as a separate nation in 1948. Having survived the trauma of World War II in the Soviet Union, but with an opportunity to move to the safer streets of Tel Aviv, my aunt and two uncles did exactly that in the late 1940s. I imagine I might have felt desperate and jumped at that chance too, even if I knew land had been stolen from Palestinians. However, years later, if not before, Jews in Israel could have and should have given the land back to Palestinians or figured out mutually how to share it. Threats from neighboring Muslim countries, caused in large part by Israel's apartheid-like treatment of Palestinians, resulted in wars in 1967 and 1973. The Israeli government, with military weapons support from the U.S., succeeded in taking additional land rather than giving land back to Palestinians. It made the Israeli government feel invincible, and it's maintained that attitude to the present day. Zionism was initially intended as a political way to create security for Jews, to be able to observe their religion without suffering discrimination. But Israeli Jews have taken Zionism too far by refusing to offer the same opportunity to others, Palestinians, that they desired for themselves. Zionism may have had good intentions when proposed in Europe, but it's become the wrong path because the Jews who settled Israel have traded being victims for becoming oppressors of Palestinians. Having failed to aid Jews fleeing the Nazis during World War II, the U.S. government has tried to rectify this by helping to arm Israel to the teeth. However, this has created a superiority complex for Israelis, who now assume they can get unlimited military support from the U.S. and kill opponents rather than develop security through negotiations and emphasizing friendly relations with neighboring countries. Current U.S. policy is to give the Israeli government massive amounts of military aid and to support that government's claims that killing tens of thousands of Palestinians or other perceived opponents is necessary for Israel's so-called self-defense. But this is pure cruelty and is only hurting Israel's safety and security in the long run. They've depended on the use of force rather than taking advantage of the opportunity to demonstrate how an oppressed people can throw off their chains without creating chains for others. While Jews in Israel very much deserve to live in safety and security, it should not be by denying those same needs to Palestinians. I hope that the killing will stop and that both communities, Jews and Palestinians, will find solutions that can enable them to live securely, in safety, and in peace. What's your feeling about Zionism? I'm Larry Danziger, focusing on ending the killing of anyone in the name of Zionism.